The world of religious concepts being highly religious gives people the justification in their own mind to be wrong. Religious freedom gives everyone the right to be wrong. People tend to think that religion and God cannot exist without each other, they couldn't be further from the truth. Religion and being religious has never saved anyone. More people have been murdered in the name of religion than anything else on earth. Religion binds people to laws and restrains them. Christ came to set us free. The Ten Commandments are known worldwide and found in various forms in different religions. Number 6 tells us do not kill. Then religion lays down the exceptions for which that rule may not apply. Among the godless and those who have no inner moral compass, rules exist to help prevent chaos. Among those who have and use the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the rules are not necessary. They know right and wrong without being told. The Creator became human born in the flesh to set people free by revealing to them the truth they couldn't manage to grasp. It was people having a great deal of religion and belief in their God who crucified the Creator for bringing them the truth to set them free, and they did it all in the name of their God. Let's face it, highly religious people are not only frequently wrong, they are dangerous. How does that make us any different? People re-crucify Christ every moment of every day. If you are one of these people, stop and rethink what motivates you. Does religion motivate you or does the truth motivate you? Now I'll tell you something you may not be aware of. Everyone who has the Spirit of Christ living within them is part of the body of Christ. The blood of Christ is not wine or grape juice, it is the truth that flows through the body of Christ. What empowers the body? The blood. Is religion your blood or is the truth the blood that empowers you? The world is filled with religious smorgasbords of many varieties, offering the public a taste of what each has to offer. It is virtually impossible for a human mind to comprehend the greatness of the Creator God. Yet those who place their God in the box of their own understanding place an even greater limitation upon their own ability to understand the greatness of God. Some of you who read this will think you understand what I have said, but the depth and meaning has not yet arrived. The more you think you understand, the less you really know. Did your God sit around and do nothing and then all of a sudden decide to do everything 7,000 years or so ago? Or has your God been doing everything for time without end? Some feel threatened when others point out the fact there are a few mistranslations in the older versions of the Bible. They think all those people are saying that if the Bible is a tiny bit wrong, then the God of the Bible does not exist. They could not be further from the truth. I assure you there are things and beings that exist in creation the normal human mind could not imagine. Remember Enoch? He walked with God in the heavens, saw great things God had created. He saw the goings and comings of the planets around the stars. He saw how God had made everything, and he wrote about it in 365 books while in the presence of angels in the heavens. Did you know he's not the only one God reveals secret things to? Did you know angels walk among us today and many of them look just like we do? Imagine what happens when people ask me if I've done a great deal of research about angels and I say I've met angels. The room gets very still. Research, you bet, but there's nothing like actually meeting an angel to put things into their proper perspective. Do you have any idea how many kinds of angels there are? Of course you don't, and there's not enough paper in the world to name and describe them all. The Bible certainly makes no effort to explain all the various types of angels and what their purposes are, yet some place all their faith in the book rather than the Creator. They have no idea what they miss or how limited their understanding becomes when they do this. When a person's mind and the spirit is limited like this, it is known as religious bindings, also referred to dogma. The main problem with the concept is people who are bound by this spirit usually have no idea something is wrong with them. That something has them bound. I have two novel series that deal with the star character who is half human and half angel. The books are filled with truths that are written as science fiction. I've had people email me, and some who even came to my house to ask me if certain parts were true or fiction. How in the world can someone be half human and half angel? Why, that's ridiculous, right? Or is it? The Bible teaches us we are to command angels. Jesus taught his close followers to command spirits, and we know for a fact Jesus commanded angels and taught that we are to become like him. Is it too much to believe that an angel might live within a person? Is it too much to believe that if a demon shadow entity can possess a person, that an angel might abide and live within a person? We are all familiar with the term guardian angel, but exactly how does that work? How many preachers do you think could explain it correctly? Today your destination is not as important as the path you walk to get there. Our God and our Creator are so great the human mind is incapable of comprehending how God actually sees His creation. Yet people throughout history have attempted to put God in their tiny box, trying to restrain Him through their limited understanding. Unless God had allowed you to experience such things the way He does, you could not imagine. Humans exist in a created world with a multitude of limitations. We exist in a world of dimensions bound by time and distance. God does not exist within boundaries, and all we know are limitations. He does not view time or distance as we do. The language of the angels is not the language humans speak. There are no words to describe certain things and conditions that exist where the angels dwell. Often when Jesus was asked to describe things in heaven, he would say it is like this or that. But as close as he could come in human terms, he could not accurately explain to his friends exactly what heaven is like. Because of this, many humans place their own limitations upon their God, and because of that they miss the mark without even realizing it. Anyone who says 6 of our days to create everything in all of existence has placed human limitations upon their God. Because of this, they have also limited their own ability to gain even a small glimpse of the true greatness of God. Anyone who believes Adam and Eve were the only humans or beings God created has placed another limitation upon their ability to understand their God. That's not even the beginning. Please keep in mind that it is a basic human nature to seek evidence of those things people wish to believe in, while ignoring or avoiding anything that tends to disprove those things. In some cases, human reaction is not only to avoid the evidence of the truth, but to go as far as killing the messenger. I can use Jesus/Yahshua as the ultimate example. There are many historical documents where this practice has been made evident. The Catholic Church had numerous truth speakers executed, including Galileo the Earth is round, Newton gravity, Nostradamus prophetic visions, and the Knights Templar. All of these brilliant inspired men taught things the leadership of the Catholic Church were against. Keep in mind that religious bondage is believing in religious dogma. Dogma is believing in something taught by a religion as if it were truth when it is not. Also keep in mind that it has been the practice of certain leaderships to use political and religious concepts as a device to control the masses. No one did it better than the Roman Empire. Many religious dogma were created by the Roman/Roman Catholic leadership and are practiced to this day. Some people feel threatened by science, thinking that science is trying to disprove the existence of God. This is all a misunderstanding. Remember, it was religious thinking that led people to believe the earth was flat and the center of the universe, and it was science who proved the earth was round and not the center of the universe. Science will prove the existence of the Creator and has proven things recorded in our Bible thousands of years ago. Science is not the enemy of God the Creator, but like human nature, science or scientific minds do make mistakes. Evolution? Finding order in chaos. Evolution became a scientific theory based upon indications of similarity between species and a concept given to us by a man named Darwin. But Darwin simply suggested the idea and said, if it is so then it is, but if not then so be it. It was his fellow scientific minds who decided to take that ball and run with it. Within the theory and unproven concept, science seems to suggest that evolution disproves the existence of God. Some religious people, especially those who believe in the six literal day concept of creation, view this concept as a threat to their religious beliefs. Each side believe they hold the key to the truth, and neither side seem to realize they are both partly right and partly wrong. A man wishing to argue his point confronted me, and I said, well, you can be sure that if evolution exists, it is by God's design. He cocked his head, thought about my words, then smiled. Did he get it? I hope so, but I doubt it. There's more to the concept of evolution than first appears. You see, those who believe in the concept of the six literal earth days to create everything in all of creation, you must exclude scientific evidence to the contrary. If you throw away enough pieces of the puzzle, you will never see the entire picture God has created. You see, the idea behind evolution is based upon the structure of archaeological finds and upon petrified bones that may be millions of years old. You see, in this concept they can't be millions of years old, because the earth and everything in all of creation has only been here for a little over 7,000 years. Which means those bones can't be millions of years old, right? And if they are, then it disproves what they have read into their understanding of the Bible. If you build your house upon the sand, when the storm comes, your house will not withstand. If you build your house upon the solid rock of truth, then when the storms come, your house will not be threatened or destroyed. The sand, of course, represents the belief in things that are not true. Sand is always shifting, moving, and it will not support a house/belief system when it is tested. Who are affected the most by this? People who believe in things that are not true, like the belief that God sat around forever and did nothing, then suddenly 7,000 or so years ago decided to create everything. That's not what happened, not how God did it, and that's why those who believe in such things feel threatened by scientific concepts. But if they would stop preaching and teaching things that are not true, then science would not present a threat to their ideas or the foundations of their belief system. How shocked they would be if they realized it was God trying to reach them and talk truth to them via a scientific medium. God speaking but them not listening. The truth exists, but if you get one thing wrong, the odds are really good you will get the next wrong as well. If you hold to the 6 literal earth days described in the book of Genesis, then nothing beyond 7,000 years has any value or purpose. Any concepts based upon scientific findings concerning archaeological and geological evidence must be wrong. And you can throw the rest of God's wondrous creation out the window with the proverbial bathwater. You came here looking for truth, and sometimes the best way to find the truth is to answer the questions yourself. God is not in the business of tricking people, but people seem to be in the business of fooling themselves. Let's picture it like this. If the 6 literal earth days is truth and nothing else beyond 7,000 years is factual, then we must also throw away other critical truths given to us by the Bible. 1. God sat around for all of eternity and 7,000 years ago decided to create everything in all of existence for humanity as we understand it on one planet in all of creation and for one species of humans. This includes infinite galaxies we can't even see. Billions of galaxies we can see thanks to the Hubble telescope, and those being billions of light years away from Earth, yet we can see them. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. We know this is a scientific fact. All radar systems operate on this principle, and millions of lives depend on it. That means we know this is a proven fact. Therefore, if the light from those distant galaxies is here and we can see them, they had to have been traveling for millions and billions of years to get here. 2. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions," and spoke of the host of the heavens. The Bible and certain other texts that should have been included in the Bible tell us the descendants of Adam and Eve, including Adam and Eve, were kept in the underworld until Christ came to release them upon his death. These did not ascend into heaven until after this time, and when they did, they went into one mansion. Yet before this time Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." What do mansions have in them? They have beings, inhabitants who dwell in them. If the earth and all of creation has only existed for 7,000 years, these mansions would not exist. The answer is that God has been doing this, creating, destroying and recreating over and over again for all of eternity, and it is a process that is as timeless, without beginning or end, as God is. One thing you can be absolutely certain of: if God the Creator ever did anything, He's always been doing everything, and it's always been like that. 3. Lucifer was in charge of a great creation project for God when he began to play God to a people who existed before Adam and Eve when he got into trouble. The Archangel Michael and his army went to war against Lucifer, took his glory from him and cast them down. The Bible says that 1/3 of the stars' angels were ripped from the heavens that day and cast down to the earth. Lucifer then became Satan and the devil, and was found in the serpent in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. That serpent was in that tree before Adam was created and brought into the garden. It was the first and only rule given to Adam: do not eat of that tree. Who was Lucifer pretending to be God to that got him in trouble? If God didn't create other people before Adam and Eve, then none of this makes sense, and some might say throw it all out, erase the board and start over. For the time being I'll cut this short until I can post scriptures that some of you may be aware of already. The ages God worked in periods known as ages. An age is a unit of time. Upon the completion of each age a process was done, and only then do we read there was the end of a day. But it wasn't a day, it was a unit of days. To put things in simple terms, the day age did not end until the process was complete, no matter how long it took. Several times throughout the Bible we read where ages were referred to. The 70 weeks of Daniel was not 70 weeks, it was many years. 70 units of time made up of groups of ages made up from groups of days. We write in the Bible that a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. I assure you this is a loose description that was not intended to be held as literal. The purpose of this is to relate to humans that time literally has no meaning to God. He doesn't care if it's one day or a trillion years because one of his greatest assets is unlimited time and time without end. When humans try to relate to these things, they tend to manipulate their descriptions into human terms that have limitations, and thus we find many errors in human understanding and within human documents. And then God calls a prophet up from among the children of men and says they got it wrong, go explain this mess. And like Jonah being told go to Nineveh, the prophet says you go tell them Lord. They won't believe me. The sad thing is the more religious they are, the less likely they are to understand and the more likely they are to reject it. The same thing happened when Jesus, Creator in the flesh, tried to explain the truths of such things to the religious leaders of his day. They not only refused to believe, they murdered him to silence him. Who then followed Jesus and believed? It wasn't the religious leaders. Those people said among themselves the same things their kind say to this day. What you have is religion, what we have is the truth. All the while pointing at their Bible, referring to their own limited understanding of what is written within the pages. Every time someone with religious limitations confronts a truth they refuse to accept, they are driving another nail into Christ's hand without realizing what they are doing. This is also why Jesus said to the Father as he hung on the cross, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." Neither do those of the same type of spirit to this day. Only the truth can obtain order from what appears to be chaos. Now for the Bible's account of creation, you should understand that certain words were not translated correctly, and you can look this up in your concordance. It's been years since I did this, so now I'm working from memory, but the words translated as void should have read in run, it was not a vaporous gas. Each description, one in Gen 1 and another in Gen 2, are different. The first says God created man in his image. The second describes a recreation, meaning the earth had been destroyed and was in run and the Spirit of God moved over the face of the water, and this describes the one, the first creation, and two, the second was a recreation where life forms were redesigned, new life forms were created. This is what science views as evolution. I assure you it is not by chance, it is all by God's design, and that's just how He does things. We are created in God's image in several ways, and the way we do things is not that different from how God does things. We create things we make through what is known as a process. God does everything through a process. We are created through a process from conception to birth, through life and then into death. God didn't create us in the blink of an eye. One of God's greatest assets is unlimited time. He doesn't worry about growing old and dying. He doesn't worry about being fired because he didn't get to work on time. He never has to sleep. I can say with confidence that God took more than 6 days to create Adam, let alone all the things in all of creation. Science validates the fact the earth has been destroyed and restored several times. The Bible also verifies this fact if you translate it correctly. Do all paths lead to God? Some religions teach that all paths lead to God. Some religions teach that only their way leads to God. If we consider that all paths lead to God, then it makes no difference if you are a saint or a serial killer. In the end you will be saved regardless. This lends to the thinking that anything you do will be accepted and God will forgive you in the end. So I tell people who try to sell me on this concept, why should you care? If you're right, I'm saved anyway. If I'm right, where does that leave you? Think about it. Why should they care if someone doesn't think or believe the way they do, when in the end everyone will be saved anyway? If they're correct in their thinking, that is. So why do they work so hard to convince people their way of thinking and their unproven, unsubstantiated theories are correct? The answer is simple psychology: they are insecure in their beliefs. They are not sure if what they believe in is true, but the more people they can convince, the better they feel about themselves. Please understand, their thinking will not help you in your quest for the truth. Besides, if they were right, you can do anything you want, believe anything you want, and you're going to be saved anyway. But if they are wrong, you can throw out everything they say, stick your head between your legs, and kiss your ass goodbye. For those who believe in reincarnation, the same applies. If they are right, it makes no difference what you do, because if you don't get it right this time, you will get to do it over and over again until you get it right. This depends on the concept that the Earth will be inhabitable forever and ever. Science says the Earth has been destroyed and life wiped out many times in the past. It's not a matter of if it will happen again, it's a matter of when. As for people, we make mistakes and let's face it, some are just plain stupid and never get it right. Listen to this page in MP3 format. New things have been added to this page that are not in the MP3 format. Science and God. As for the people who say there is no afterlife, the same applies. If they are right, you can do anything and believe anything and it makes no difference. You can even throw science out the window with this thinking, because science says everything is energy and energy can't be destroyed. Yes, science lends credibility that God might actually exist. Why? Because God is energy. And energy can't be destroyed. Energy can be converted, it can be contained in some cases, it can be utilized, but it cannot be destroyed. Our Creator established the fabric upon which all creation, both seen and unseen, exists. This concept was first given to Enoch, seventh generation from Adam and Eve. Enoch wrote while in the presence of God and the angels and said, basically God called forth to the unseen which is above and called it down, and he called to that which is unseen from below and brought it up. This process is a never-ending process that had no beginning and has no ending. It is the description of the creation of atomic matter, the fabric of all of creation. It is the description of the birth of a nebula. A nebula is what a galaxy is created out of, and yes, it takes billions if not trillions of years. It's happening all the time and we can see these nebulas and galaxies being formed, and we know it is a process of God's creation. Everything in all of existence is by design. Nothing happened out of what some refer to as chaos. The concept of order out of chaos is a human term based on human intelligence and lack of comprehension. Science is based upon humans' endeavor to understand what God has done and why. It is a human learning process. The more science learns, the more they see how nothing is by chance, that everything is by design and with purpose. Energy is omnipresent and eternal. Everything has some form of energy. Every living thing has an electrical charge. Spirits are energy, our bodies contain physical mass, an electrical charge and a spirit that is energy and cannot be destroyed. But if the people who say God does not exist and there is no afterlife are correct, none of these concepts hold any validity. Several religions teach that we must have respect not only for others, but for the planet and all living things. Another teaches you must die killing innocent people in order to please their God. Let's face it, they can't both be right. Another religion teaches that order comes out of chaos. Good cannot exist without evil and light cannot exist without darkness, etc. Some concepts hold a grain of truth but ultimately do not hold the key to anyone's salvation. There are some who believe it's better to believe in something than nothing at all. I tend to agree with this thinking, but must say what we believe in is important, but must add that how hard we try to find the truth is also important. Whether or not we find the truth is even more important. How we get there, however, can be somewhat elusive, since sometimes it's not the amount of effort we put into it but rather how much we are willing to accept the truth regardless of what we want to believe in. Some people are extremely devoted to their religions and miss the mark completely. They won't know how lost they are until the end. Salvation, however, is a gift from our Creator and you can't earn it, but you can accept it. What is science? My definition of the word is the study of those things which God has created. Yes, and that's exactly what it is. Are scientists always right? Of course not, they're human and humans constantly make mistakes. They come up with wild unsubstantiated ideas and theories that couldn't be further from the truth. One of these is known as the Big Bang Theory. It breaks my heart to see highly intelligent people holding fast to ridiculous ideas. Do you know how big a thing, ball, planet, sun, etc. would have to be to explode and fill infinite space? It would have to be infinitely large, in which case there would be no space. Humans can't even comprehend such terms and therefore sometimes speak from their infinitely growing lack of wisdom and knowledge. It's no wonder the prophecy said in those days the simple will confound the wise. Another thing that makes me sad is when I see people holding on to incorrect religious concepts who grasp onto some ludicrous scientific concept like the Big Bang Theory and use that to explain how God created everything in just 6 Earth days. The Bible and religion. There are Christian religions today who believe the Bible itself is the living Word of God. Many of these people believe that since God is without flaw and without blemish, the Bible itself is without flaw or blemish. They couldn't be further from the truth. Having met Christ the Creator in spirit and having several other prophetic encounters with Him, I can tell you for a fact the Bible is not the living Word of God, Christ the Creator is. See my personal experiences pages. The Bible was not only written by flawed humans, it was compiled and translated by flawed humans, some of which had their own sins to cover and their own agendas to achieve. Books were left out that should have been included. We refer to some of these as the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden. You see, Enoch was the first of the sons of men to write, and he wrote 365 books while in the presence of God and the angels and gave those books to the descendants of Seth, his relatives. He knew the earth was not only round but revolved around the sun. He knew the galaxy was millions if not billions of years old. He was the one who recorded the first account of the creation. He was the one whose works were being referred to by Moses in the creation stories John 1 and 2, which are the very shortest versions of creation ever given. The great 6 days of creation. Many who believe the Bible is without flaw refuse to look anywhere else for evidence of the truth for fear they will find something that indicates something about their translation and understanding of the Bible may be in error. One example is the reference to the so-called 6 days that God took to create everything in all of existence. More to come. Questions and answers about various religious things soon to come. The young lady who asks the following question has had an interesting life so far. She was caught up in the things of the world only to be taken captive by a religious cult. Finally, she found her way out, but not without mental and emotional scars. God led her to find this website, and I've been doing my best to answer her questions. These are questions everyone should have asked if they haven't yet, so I will share them with you. Question: Brian. What do you think of this church? http://www.facebook.com/profile.php ?id=6225381 ampersand ref equal mf pound !!theramp ?v equal wall ampersand ref equal mf. They have videos there too. Tell me what you think. So is it possible that maybe some people here are mixed up with Holy Spirit filled and also spirit of religion? I really want to go to church, but I'm scared. I don't have to go to church, do I? If I have Him in my heart. Right now, going to church reminds me of being in a cult. Answer: Some people feel the need to be entertained. They are drawn like a moth to the flame by flashing lights, music and people dancing. They feed upon the energy being sent out to them from the stage like a drug. In the lost books of Eden, we read how the descendants of Enoch were enticed to come down from their mountain by the descendants of Cain, with music and dance. We read how when John the Baptizer was captive in Herod's prison, that it was the daughter of the woman who Herod was having an affair with who danced for Herod in order to influence Herod to hand her John's head on a platter. Because it was John who said Herod was living in sin by taking another man's wife. Like many who live in sin doing immoral things, the woman hated John for presenting her with the truth. Like some who live in sin, her desire was to snuff out the light that shone upon her. She used deception, enticing music, sexually implicit dance in order to get what she wanted. In the Bible we also read that when David was elected king of Israel, he sang and danced. Not all song and dance is the same, but it is an attractant. People love it and they are drawn to it. A letter of explanation: I tell people on my websites and in person not to read a few paragraphs of my work and think they have me figured out, because they don't. I'm not that easy to understand, nor are the mysteries they want explained. Close friends and family who have known me most if not all of my life are shocked when they ask a question and I answer them in depth, revealing details they wouldn't have guessed. The preachers can't explain it because they don't understand it either. Among the spiritually gifted, speaking in tongues is easy. Search the world over and you will find very few preachers who have ever cast a demoness out of someone, cleaned a house of evil spirits, or closed a portal to the underworld. The following is a message I sent to someone who was literally drugged through a series of distasteful events by another family member regarding the estate of their father. The lady wanted to know what caused it all. The entire set of events was manipulated by a set or a team of demons through their sub-demons. Using what you might call a stack deck and trigger events, they tried to turn everyone against each other. Person number one packed the powder by taking everything he could get his hands on, but in his own mind he was saving it from being lost. Person number four leaders the fuse and set off the chain of unpleasant events. When a sub-demon works inside a person, they alter their perceptions of the truth and reality. People do wrong things under their influence without seeing for themselves what they are actually doing. They see themselves as doing a good deed. As a result, one of the symptoms of being called on their actions, the demon has rationalized in their minds. They speak what that demon tells them. I have done no wrong. Meaning they were hypnotized from the beginning by the evil spirit to not be able to see the truth about their own actions. The main sub-demon that's working on person number one has been with him since he was a kid, and the longer those things feed and work inside a person, the bigger and more powerful they become. Person number one knew for a while that he has an evil spirit, but instead of having it cast out of him, he turned to hide himself in the Bible. So the sub-demon was protecting itself by turning its host to the Bible. Since the Bible is not the living word of God, it is no threat to the demon, but it does give the host the sense of security. The Bible literally becomes God to the host. It becomes a type of idol to that person. The demon is not afraid of the Bible and becomes a refuge to it. It's complicated, sick and twisted, but it happens all the time. There are millions of people who are full of a spirit of religion who have sub-demons who do the very same thing that person number one has done. When the Bible becomes God to a person, then God himself can't get past it to explain and reveal the truth to that person. As long as they continue to hear the voice of their sub-demon, they will not turn to God for salvation. This is why I tell people the Bible is an invaluable historical document for the purpose of instruction. It is not the living word of God. The living word of God is Christ, not the Bible. The living word of God is in fact alive and can speak to anyone he wants clearly. People get tangled up in the spirit of religion and they say God doesn't speak to people anymore. Because most of those people don't have the Holy Spirit, they have a spirit of religion. If they knew how lost they were, it would scare the hell right out of them. But it won't make any sense because their spirit of religion tells them the Bible is the living word of God and they have built their entire belief system upon that. To learn they were wrong all their life would be devastating to them. Therefore, since they believe the Bible is the living word of God, they can also believe any mistranslations as fact, like believing that we are the first beings God ever made. Like believing that everything in all of creation was created at the same time for us alone in just 6 earth days. To tell them there were ascended beings known as the great elders working in the Garden of Eden before Adam was ever created is not a concept they will accept. When the truth is revealed to them, it will be crushing and there's no way to go back in time to fix their misunderstanding. Insecurity exists in believing the lie. Likewise, they view science and those who work in that field as the enemy of God. They think without question that science is out to disprove the existence of God. They can't see the harder that science works, the more they prove intelligent design. Science is not the enemy of God. It is the enemy of those who believe that it is the enemy of God. All of those who have sub-demons and the spirits of religion have certain things in common, and this is one of those things. All of them now and then will say something that gives clues as to the possibility of them having a sub-demon. I've had conversations with demons and evil spirits and I've heard what they say. When I hear a human say the same thing word for word, I can be fairly sure that person has a demon in them I've met somewhere in the spirit world. What person number one has is a spirit of religion that finds security in its host as a result. The Bible is no danger to it. Ask him if he's ever cast a demon out of someone. Because Satan cannot cast out Satan, nor can evil cast out evil. The highly religious, those having a spirit of religion, pray frequently and sometimes for long hours at a time. Most of their prayers are for others to see the light, but not for them to see the truth. So person number one was praying his heart out for others to see the truth, but he didn't want to know the truth himself. So I say things like, if you are praying for something you never seem to get, change your prayer. It's like shooting at shadows. That's why they say if you want to bind the demon, you need to know its name. At the very least, you need to know where it is and what it's doing. But since person number one didn't realize and never thought for a second that he was a huge part of the problem, he wouldn't pray for himself to see the truth. Whereas I asked God to show me where the demon is and let me deal with it. So person number one says, "Dear God, show person number two and person number three the terrible demon that's after them and make it go away." I say, "Dear God, show me the demon and give me the ability to deal with it." None are blinder than those who refuse to see. None are deafer than those who refuse to hear. All the really bad things that have happened to him are a result of him not listening to God's instructions. He's not hearing God, he's hearing the sub-demon speaking to him and thinks it's God. Do you have a spirit of religion? Spirits of religion come in various shapes, sizes and denominations, but they all alter a person's way of understanding certain things. If you believe the written Bible is the living word of God, if you believe everything in all of creation was made in 6 earth days just for our benefit, if you think the earth is only 7,000 years old, if you think God sat around and did nothing for eternity then decided to do something 7,000 years ago, if you believe that Adam was the first human ever created by God, if you believe that Adam and Eve were alone on planet Earth when they were evicted from the Garden of Eden, if you believe the existence of dinosaur bones was put there to test your faith, if you believe that God doesn't speak to his people anymore, if you believe science is the enemy of God, if you believe the special gifts have been done away with, if you believe murdering people opens the gates of heaven to you or gets you a higher position, if you believe there's going to be 70 or any virgins waiting on the other side, then yes, you have a spirit of religion and you need to get that fixed ASAP.